Fashion tips and medical advice, day five. I remember well the time, or time of life, when I decided, as if these things are ever decided, that I was ready to fall passionately in love. I was about 10 years old, and I had narrowed the list of potential objects of my desire down to Louise Swinburne and Anna Pierce. It says something about how serious I was that 42 years on, I not only remember every physical detail of these oblivious girls, but also their full names. I also remember where they lived. Both were lucky enough to live in large houses with ample walled gardens in a small village called Barmby Moor. I've just realised what a great pen name that would be, should the need ever arise. The names of the innocent have not been changed. Firstly, this is my writing and I will write whatever I want to. And secondly, this audience, I am sure, can be trusted. Louise was the one. I knew it from the very start. But Anna was so sophisticated and light and aloof. I've always been a sucker for aloof. Anna also had the better name, Anna Pierce. That's success writ large in corporate headed paper. Probably a lawyer or an international business leader. Names are important. Louise Swinburne was always ahead, though, because she had dimpled cheeks and the most fabulous brunette hair. She was also funny. She laughed a lot. I've just remembered that she came from a large family and had at least four sisters. Told you she lived in a big house. I have no doubt at all that it was long ago converted into a care home. I do hope the pandemic has spared it. And there we go. From my first true love, albeit existing entirely in my imagination as a 10-year-old, to elderly people in care homes under the very real threat of a pandemic in 2020. I don't know what happened to Anna or Louise. Niagara or Vesuvius were deferred for me. The real noise would come some years later.